Texas Death at Sea Lawyer. It is impossible to comprehend the trauma of losing a loved one in an offshore accident until you experience it for yourself. And that does not even take into account the financial ramifications, which include loss of wages, medical expenses, and various other challenges. However, it may be possible to obtain financial compensation if you are able to prove that the loss of your loved one was the result of negligence or unseaworthiness. This is thanks to the Death on the High Seas Act, which is designed to help you obtain financial recompense for your loss. So what exactly is the Death on the High Seas Act, also known as the DOHSA? Originating back in 1920, the Death on the High Seas Act is designed to help the families of those who lost their lives in international waters, or who were the victims of wrongful death at sea. These days, its parameters have expanded to incorporate cases of air disasters, such as plane crashes taking place 12 nautical miles, or more, outside U.S. waters. The Death on the High Seas Act is designed to incentivize employers to implement effective safety measures. Working at sea and harbor work are occupations fraught with risk, with laborers frequently expected to contend with environmental hazards. As such, their safety is in the hands of their employers. According to statistics from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the job of a shipyard employee is more than doubly dangerous than that of a construction worker. The high rate of workplace injuries and accidents places maritime employment as one of the most dangerous jobs in the country. With that in mind, it is vital for all maritime and offshore employees to fully understand maritime law as it relates to their safety. This will help them to prepare for the worst-case scenario in which a potentially fatal accident occurs. A Death on the High Seas Act claim does not need to be made by the family of the deceased, such as the children, spouse, and additional dependents. It can be made by a representative commissioned to act on their behalf. However, the Death on the High Seas Act does restrict the amount of compensation available to the family. It only covers financial losses, such as lost earnings or medical expenses. It does not cover mental anguish and other non-pecuniary damages. What are the available damages for families of those who lose their lives at sea? The Death on the High Seas Act does, however, cover damages in the following generalized categories. First, medical expenses incurred as a result of the incident. Second, funeral expenses. Third, loss of income/financial support. And fourth, loss of both care and household services. Bearing that in mind, it is important to be aware that maritime law is a highly complex and specialized field, so pursuing a wrongful death claim can be particularly challenging. That's why it's essential to have the right lawyer, one who is experienced in the area and knows what they are talking about. Legally, establishing negligence in a Death on the High Seas Act case can sometimes be a tricky business. This is because the negligence or unseaworthiness of the vessel involved occurs outside of U.S. territory, and therefore, it can require the cooperation and effective collaboration of overseas agencies to complete the necessary investigation to establish the negligence or the failed duty of care. To maximize your chances of obtaining appropriate compensation, you will need to file your claim within 3 years of the death of your loved one. To find the right Death on the High Seas Act attorney in Houston, Texas, get in touch with the Stevens Law Firm for a consultation. We have a wealth of experience to help you recover the damages you deserve.